In Iraq, alongside the infantrymen and tank crews, there's an unlikely group of American soldiers helping rebuild the country. They're lawyers from the Army's 101st Airborne Division. In the northern city of Mosul, the attorneys have set up local governing councils, courts, and prisons. They've also negotiated multi-billion dollar deals to bring electricity to the region. NPR's Ann Garrell has this report.
Call Rich Whitaker, the senior partner of the 101st Legal Eagles, and you'd be pretty close to the truth. This lieutenant colonel runs a team of 27 lawyers and a couple dozen paralegals, plus 28 more attorneys in the rear back at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. All told, his firm is as large as any in the state.
It's a lot easier to war fight, I think, than it is to reestablish a civilized, productive community and then be able not just set it up, but transfer it to the local Iraqis.
Away from the clatter of the cluttered main office, Whitaker drafts his legal briefs in what was once the boiler room in one of Saddam's palaces.
This is our sleep pooch, and this is my work area back here.
Whitaker had to teach himself the finer points of electricity generation in order to negotiate contracts worth billions of dollars with Turkey and Syria.
It was very complex, sophisticated, and difficult, but of course, at the same time, that's probably the most important thing, at least initially, to get the lights on.
Money was short, so to pay for the electricity, he had to delve into the intricacies of the oil market. And then he had to persuade Iraq's oil ministry local refineries indeed had byproduct they could trade for electricity.
The people up in Baghdad were like, no, you're wrong, it's not there. Like, I just saw it. I just talked to the plant manager, it is there.
As the 101st prepares to leave, Whitaker is handing over to another team of lawyers, but he hopes he can clinch one last electricity deal that could solve Iraq's continued blackouts.
And if we can get that done with Turkey, that alone will solve almost the entire energy problem in this whole country.
All this has been negotiated amid steaming pipes, black mold, hanging laundry, a sleeping bag, and a bright pink chest of drawers, the only one available on the local market. His cot, the safest place he could find, has sometimes harbored as much as $1 million in cash. Working 7 days a week, often 22 hours a day, has left him with dark circles under his eyes, and he's counting the days till he can see his family. His wife sent him one of those deliberately tacky musical photograph frames in honor of their future rendezvous in Hawaii.
When I first got this, I played it like nonstop, and it drove all the guys that worked for me absolutely crazy.
Now he's driving his replacement, Lieutenant Bill Kern, crazy as he tries to impart everything he's learned in the past 10 months. He tells Kern a priority now is fighting corruption.
And there are still people actively seeking bribes, actively doing underhanded things to try to either enrich themselves unjustly or to frustrate us.
Whitaker dons his helmet and flak jacket and puts together an armed convoy to go to the new anti-corruption office he set up. Attacks on U.S. forces multiplied overnight, and everyone's on alert.
And it's always good to bristle with arms and make yourself look like a tough target, even though you're a bunch of lawyers.
Armed with an M16, Bill Kern rides shotgun in the back of a Humvee. This, he is quickly learning, is the way lawyers do business here.
Good morning.
The new anti-corruption office has 100 security guards for a staff of 33. A retired Iraqi general, Walid Kashmullah, is Whitaker's hand-picked director. He's nothing if not enthusiastic.
Everybody who wants to live in peace, who should support this organization. Because when we shall pull the all corruption from the society, everybody will see what the freedom is, and he can go anywhere he likes freely.
The FBI is training the general and his team of investigators, but Whitaker's concerned about leaving them while the organization is still so fragile.
Even though they're well-manned, they're well-intentioned, they're enthusiastic, I worry about them because they're still learning how to do this job, and of course they're at great risk.
And Whitaker is handing over to a much smaller group of lawyers. Kern's going to have his hands full, but he reassures Whitaker he won't let the anti-corruption team founder. Hunkered down in the back of the Humvee on the way back to base, he acknowledges it will be hard to prosecute corruption cases, but he says there are ways to have people fired.
A judge gets thrown out, and that's published in the papers. People get a sense that, there is somebody looking out for our interest. So I think that's where you may have your successes with something like this.
If this were a true law firm, Kern says there'd sure be a lot of billable hours here. Ann Garrels, NPR News.